Hello and welcome to another episode of 2 Minutes with Tim here on Heaven Word Thinking. Today I want to challenge you on 1 John chapter 5 verses 10 through 12. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts his testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So we've been looking at here in 1 John chapter 5, we've been looking at the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, that he is the faith and he is the one who gives us victory over the world. We looked at that in verse 5 a few weeks ago. Then last week we talked about testimony, the testimony that points to Jesus Christ, and it reaffirms our faith in Jesus Christ. This week we see that whoever believes in Jesus accepts his testimony. But if you do not believe the testimony about Jesus Christ being the Son of God, then you make God out to be a liar. And that's a very, very serious thing. We've looked at that throughout 1 John, the importance of being people who walk in the truth and not people who lie. And then we see in verses 11 through 12, again, just pointing us again to what the testimony is. God has given us eternal life, and that life is in his Son. And that obviously points us to Jesus. All of 1 John points us to the fact that Jesus truly is the Son of God, that it's important for us to love God, love people. And then here in John chapter 5, we really get this testimony given to us again that we have to have our faith in Jesus Christ. It's not enough to just believe in some vague concept of an impersonal God. We have to believe in the Son of God who came to earth fully man, fully God. He lived a perfect sinless life, died on the cross for us, and now he offers us eternal life because he was risen from the dead. And now we see here that in verse 12, if we have the Son, if we have Jesus in us, if he is our Lord and Savior, then we have life. But whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Again, this distinction that we've seen all throughout 1 John, where we've seen there's people who walk in light, people who walk in darkness. As Christians, we're called to walk in the light and have the life of Jesus Christ residing in us. We have life, and we get to look forward to the promise of eternal life with Jesus. On the flip side, those who walk in darkness, who do not believe in Jesus Christ, they do not have life. And again, this distinction is super important because it should motivate us to make sure that we are on the right path, that we are proclaiming Jesus as the Lord and Savior of our lives, that we're living for him, that we're believing that he truly is the Son of God, and then that we tell other people about this. And so that's my challenge for you this week, and I hope that you'll join us next time for another episode of 2 Minutes with Tim here on Heavenward Thinking.